You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. For a Monday edition of All Marine Radio, back to things normal here, and fired up about it. Hope you had a good weekend, and all that. So, anyhow, big news, right? President's tweeting about China, which I really enjoy, so that's a good thing, and something that the nation really needs. So we like when he tweets about China, however nervous that may make other people. We like it, so we like that. And then we're doing big Navy again. Yeah, two carrier battle groups in the Pacific. In the Med. Yeah, in response to some provocation that Iran has made. Now, just so you know, I would have to go back and look, but you just don't take carriers and, like, flip them into the Med. Okay? There's a little bit of tail that goes with that thing, okay? So, it's not like, yeah, we sent two carriers. Yeah, those things sailed months ago. Now, they've moved, maybe. But, you know, the Navy wanted to go to this system where they had, they would do more surging. Well, what is surging? Well, under Secretary Mattis, maybe trying to get away from this thing called, you know, just standard deployment. So you're going to be here, you're going to be there, to more of a dynamic model where they would be in port and then they would surge at given times and kind of a new standard of readiness. Now, how does that work? We've created a system where we do this and we do this and we do this, then we do this. Now we're going to do this. How do we support it? Right? Because the way everybody trains now is you go do this exercise and you go do this exercise and you go do this. All this, you know, all this gets you ready to go. And then you go. And then you're out there operating. So to a system of we're ready, we're in port, and if you tell us to go someplace, we'll go there. So anyway, it's a kind of interesting little model, but, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, two carrier battle groups show up. So anyway, interesting stuff this morning. And, So we'll talk about those things. The China thing, which I think if you listen to the program, if you listen to Grant Newsham, who's made us smart about these kind of things, again, I think the Chinese understand one thing, and that's action. They have played administration after administration, you know, against this fear, which is what they do to everybody, this fear of, oh, my God, you know, something bad might happen. The Chinese might be mad at us, and we might have to pay an extra dollar for, right, all of our trinkets that we buy from China. If you didn't notice that the economy performed at a relatively robust pace in the last month? What did we see the jobs report last week? Yeah, it crushed it. So what's the lesson in all of that? That the United States has a gigantic economy, and we don't specifically need the Chinese in order for the sun to come up the next day? Oh, my God. How about that? So I just saw a headline on Fox News. I can't even believe it's true. It says, let me read this to you. It's laughable. New York Times, Speaker Pelosi, Democrat, California, fears Trump won't leave office if he loses a close 2020 election. Like, so how does he stay in office? He'd roll out the military to suppress. Oh, my God. See, this is the thing about age limits in public office, right? At some point, come on. Let's get the old people out of there. Now, I'm not just talking about old. I'm talking about the ancients. Yay? Are you with me on that deal? How old is Nancy Pelosi? Let's find out. He won't leave office. Like, what kind of insanity? Okay, Nancy, she's 79 years old. Yep. She needs to go home. Okay? She needs to go home. You know, people that are that age, they just stop, you know, like life doesn't make sense to them anymore. And so you should be doing what people that age are doing. And that is not pretending to... He might not leave office. Like, what did she just say? She says she doesn't think he'll leave office peacefully. How would he stay in office? My God. So anyway, it's like you can't make it up, right? You can't make it up. Well, anyway, whatever. So I tend not to talk about it too much anymore. It's just depressing. This is what is our world now. And it's just crazy. And then I'll tell you the other thing. So we'll talk about the president's tweets, whichever you prefer, relative to China here in a few minutes. But one of the things I noticed over the weekend is the rhetoric out of Joe Biden. Oh, my God. It just reminds me so much of the Barack Obama roll over for everybody. Don't stand up on your hind feet. You know, go there with your hat in your hands because, yeah, we're Americans and we all know that we do horrible things around the world, which is total bullshit. So anyway, I saw some of his comments, and my God, really? So, anyhow, and then confounding all of this is the Chinese are sending a trade delegation to the United States, which normally isn't done unless something, like, positive happens. So, yeah, a lot of confusing stuff out there, a lot of confusing stuff. What we're going to do on the show today, and we are going to talk to Lee Tuttle. We met Lee, what is it, May? We met Lee in February. And Lee made us smart, or was able to answer my stupid questions about the military housing issue. Nancy Pelosi just turned 79. So she's a young 79. How's Mitch McConnell? Let's see. Political leaders by age in the United States. Let's see if I can find. Age of candidacy. Age of current world leaders. That's not what I want. Anywho, got Bernie Sanders out there. How old is Bernie Sanders? I'll tell you 1 second. Bernie Sanders, is he 77? Is Sanders a young guy? How old is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is 72. He's the spring chicken in the whole thing. He's the spring chicken in all of it. Are you kidding me? So Trump 72, Joe Biden. How old is he? Is he 80 yet? Biden's younger than Pelosi. He's 76. So Pelosi's 79, Sanders 77, Biden younger than Sanders, but Sanders never gets painted with, oh, he's an old relic. Biden, he tries to act like he's presidential, and his act is like the lamest act going. Honestly, it's stunning. It's stunning. The stuff that comes out of that dude's mouth, oh my God, it's painful. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is. Joe Biden he's a beauty, man. I mean, you know, as a person in the media, you could only dream. Like, he's another Donald Trump type. He says stuff that, like, you're like, what did he just say? I mean, like, he's trying to navigate that he gropes people, women. Right? And then he close talks him, and, you know, I think he fashions himself a debonair dude, right? Right? He got his hair plugs a few years ago. So anyway, Joe, he's so tone deaf. He's making jokes about it in speeches. And you're watching the speech going, did he just do that? Did I hear that right? And the answer is yes. So we have these, you know, Pelosi 79. How old's Chuck Schumer? How old's, hold on. Chuck Schumer. Is there anybody under the age of 70? Chuck Schumer is 68. And Mitch McConnell. Let's see. Mitch McConnell, 77. So you've got Pelosi's 79. You got McConnell and Bernie Sanders are each 77. Biden, 76. The spring chicken is Trump among national presidential office seekers at 72. And then you have Chuck Schumer in his 60s. That's right. Chuck Schumer, 60 years old. Yeah. Wonder, we got these dinosaurs like lumbering around our political landscape, holding us all hostage and making crazy statements. The crazy of which you heard today, which is Nancy Pelosi saying, I fear that he will not give up the presidency. Like, huh? What does that mean, Nat? I think you know what it means. Like, no, I'm confused right now. What does it mean? How do you think he would stay in office? Oh, I think he has ways. Like, oh my God. It's like, stop it already. Make it stop. So, anyhow. So good morning to you. Good morning to you. I didn't know where that came from. Let me tell you about my weekend. My weekend, what did I do? I got home on Friday, hung out with Colleen. Colleen, I don't even know what I did on Saturday. What did we do? Oh, we had to go to therapy. Oh, yeah, we had to go to, Colleen had to go to therapy at 11, so I have a rule, when she sleeps over, she's supposed to call by 9 o'clock. I don't hear, I text, I don't hear. So now I'm doing the slow burn as a parent. This may shock you, but I don't play games with kids, okay? I don't play games with kids. You're supposed to do the things you're supposed to do because really you don't have anything else to do on the planet, right? If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you know, as a kid, then like what the hell use do I have for you? Answer, I don't have any use for you. Okay, because I don't do stupid kids. So if you're a kid in the McNamara family, you do your shit. That's the way it works. And you hit your wickets. I'm this. I'm supposed to be here. I do this. I do this. I do this. Okay? That's the way it works. So when somebody doesn't do this, when they're supposed to do this, it's an issue for me. And I don't keep those issues to myself, unlike a lot of people and a lot of issues. So I roll up to pick Colleen up. I haven't heard from her all morning. And she gets in the car and I let her have it. And so then I was going to let her, you know, take her driving. So I said, I'm not doing that now. So we came home and I have felt low self-esteem because of all the weeds in my backyard. Well, that's no shit either. Because of the monsoon, like, spring we had here, I had, like, weeds growing out of my weeds. It was disgusting. And as a result, I didn't feel good about myself as a human being. I'd look on the, out my back, into my backyard, and I'd see a jungle. Yeah, I expected the VC to come out of it any night. Yeah, green tracers, machine guns. Yeah, it was disgusting. So, and every time I look at it, I'm like, shit, I gotta do that. So, now that we're not gonna go driving, what do I do? Oh, so I decide, come on, Colleen, we're gonna do yard work instead. So, she was really excited about that. And so, I get up into this, so I have a lawn in the backyard, and then there's a garden that's kind of it's got fruit trees and apple, and now it might be a strip that might be 6 feet wide, right? That runs parallel with the fence, and it's raised, so it's bricked, it's raised. There's an apple tree, an orange tree, a couple orange tree, and a lemon tree in that. Yeah. So whoever initially, you know, built the house, probably Italian, right? They like their fruit. They like their fruit trees. So anyway, I've got fruit trees. And so this is where the jungle is, right? Because the lawn I can mow. The jungle is up there, right? So I get up there with the lawnmower. I was initially going to pull the weeds, and I'm like, there's too many. I did it for like 15 seconds. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Last time I did this, I got the lawnmower. So I get the lawnmower up there. And mind you, there's dirt going everywhere, right? And Joe's running around. Joe likes to look. Jack The lawnmower upsets Jack because I didn't almost kill him with it, but he had a bad experience with it. I ran over. I had this leash, okay? I digress there, but anyway, bear with me. So I'm mowing the lawn in the front yard. Jack's outside playing like he always does, right? And with me, Joe's not in the picture yet. And so anyway, the leash I had made this leash, okay? And it was because Jack used to, when he was younger, when we lived in North Dakota, he would chew through ropes. Yeah, he would chew through ropes that we had for leashes. And then he'd take off and we'd have to go looking for him. Yeah, and you know, and you're afraid he's dead. You're going to find him laid out in some street or some shit. So anyway, I don't like that. So I made I went to the hardware store. I got like the thinnest cable they had that had plastic coating on it. And then I bought I don't know how many feet I bought of it. I measured from the house to the sidewalk and cut it like 5 feet short of that. So Jack could kind of roam in the front yard. So anyway, I have that. So now we're living here in California. I use that and I'm mowing the lawn. Jack's hanging out in front and it's heavy though, right? It's not like a piece of rope. It's like cable with a hard plastic coating over the top. So anyway, he's running around while I'm mowing the lawn. So he runs across the lawn and now I have to decide, do I pick the cable up or drive over it? Well, I'm not going to suck the cable up with the lawnmower, right? It's laying on the ground. So I just drive over it. Nothing happens. He keeps going. Everything's cool. I turn around at the turnaround point. I then go back the other direction, drive over the cable, and cable goes into the blade. That's right. Which meant Jack comes flying through the air towards the lawnmower. All right. Since then, the sound of the lawnmower sends Jack into the bedroom, right? And he waits till it's done, and then he comes back outside. So Joe is bombing around. He's all right with it. Jack, he's under the bed. I feel bad about that, but such is life, man. Such is life. Life's not for sissies. Anyway, so Colleen and I, we the majority of the day on Saturday. And then yesterday, we had a small amount of weeding to do, and I had some electronic stuff to do. For instance, I, there's like buttons and switches and top of switches on top of switches that create the wonder that is All Marine Radio. So the mixer that I have that I take with me when I go, so I can record when I go, I had to figure out a couple things relative to that. So that meant I had to go buy something. So I did that. And then I sat down and I painstakingly went through the manual and every little switch to get it in the right place. That's right. Yeah, this just doesn't happen there, sports fans. There's a lot of work that goes into it. So I did that, and that I thought would only take me, you know, maybe a couple hours. I'd be out pulling weeds by about noon. No, it took me till 3 p.m. to do. And then I did it for one computer or one mixer, and then I came in here to make sure that this mixer, Studio One, as it's known, was in the same condition. So I did that. Then I went and picked up Colleen from work. So she works like at some food stand. I can't remember the name of it. I know that makes me a bad parent, but whatever. So she's working in some food stand down at Newport Beach on the boardwalk. So when the weather's nice, they do a lot of business. And so she was working yesterday for whatever, 10 o'clock to whenever the hell she worked, 4 o'clock. So I went and picked up at 4 o'clock, dropped her friend off. We went and had to go to the electronics store. And then come home. I got some little accoutrements. And then I said, come on, we got to go out back. She said, what? I said, we got a weed. She said, what? I said, yeah, the flower bed makes me not feel good about myself. So Colleen and I weeded for about 30 minutes. And then after we weeded, we went and we did a little lawn mowing. So I tell you all that to tell you that I now feel good about myself again. Yeah, the jungles of Vietnam that were in the backyard here are gone. That's right, are gone. The flower bed that I see when I look out my sliding door is now without weeds. And so my self-esteem is very high. Yep. My self-esteem is very high. I'm happy to report that. So, so good Monday morning to you. Lee Tuttle's going to join us in 35 minutes or so. So we'll take a look at the news, carrier battle groups, tweeting. I love the economic fight with China. Because the United States is, we're just jackasses relative to China, right? It's just, you know, unbelievable. You would think after years and years and years that people would know what I tend to be doing right now. So, but do you think they do? Oh no, they don't. Oh no, they don't. So anyhow, and why my phone ringer is on, that's another very, very interesting question. And that's my fault. That's my fault. So, yeah, Lee Tuttle's going to join us after we check the news, and I talk a lot of trash about the economic war we need to have with the Chinese, because that's the significant one. The shooting war, yeah, not going to happen. That's my take on it. It will not happen. What do you mean, Mac? Yeah, it's not going to happen. We're going to get into a shooting war with the Chinese. Okay, how and where? And how is everybody going to get there? Answer is, they're not going to get there. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're not going to get there. Why? Because it's too dangerous. Chinese are going to load a bunch of people on ships, and they're going to think that we're not going to sink it if there's a shooting war going on? Yeah, I think that is ridiculous. Okay? They know what we know, that if there's a shooting war, you put human beings in containers and try to sail them to that part of the world? No bueno, baby. So, you're either going to dance with who brung you, meaning they better be in the region, which means they would have a decided advantage, or you're not going to fight. So really, here's another question for you. What's more dangerous? Little green men running around in uniforms with guns destabilizing stuff, or aircraft carriers? Well, I guess if you ever get to a full-on shooting war, the aircraft carrier is the statement you want to make. But we don't get there very often. And in the meantime, the little green men are the weapon of choice around the world. Yeah, anyway, so we'll talk about aircraft carriers and the statement that they make and all the rest of that kind of nonsense. And I do think a lot of it is nonsense, because it just, the Americans rolled a couple aircraft carriers. Now what do we do? I think the world's over that. The truth is, will the Americans use them? Well, if you're going to send them there, you want to send a message, and something caused you to go there, then send a message. What do you say? Yeah, so if they're doing something bad, right, send a message. So, anywho, all right, now we have to make the day official, and the day officially begins when I do the following. The United States Marine Corps banned plays the national anthem on this Monday morning. It is the 6th day of May. Good morning to you. Nice. And this is dedicated to the President of the United States. Stay on the Chinese, all right? Lay the wood to them. It's what they understand. If you want the economy to go to a better place, then you got to do something that they've never, ever even taken seriously, which is intellectual property rights, which is reciprocal treatment of American manufacturers, all the things that they wouldn't do that your predecessors are too much of a coward to do. Yeah, they're cowardly. And the reason they can bloviate all they want, but the reason that they haven't done it is they're afraid. They're afraid it might cost them votes. That's what they're afraid of, right? That if the cost of your toilet paper goes up, or the cost of a soccer ball, or the cost of lead that they dump in the United States by proxy, then you're going to get upset. Okay. Well, look at our economy. Doing all right? Lay the wood to them, right? Bring them to the table. And again, what we're doing is simply what we need to do, not only there, but in the South China Sea and around the world. There's a rules-based order that is based on laws, not simply because the Chinese say it so. And they've got to be brought to heel. And you got to do it. You got to start someplace. You can't go down the cowardly, gutless road of Barack Obama. And I say that knowing that he's probably a wonderful, wonderful human being. I mispronounced wonderful. I don't really know why. My mouth just didn't function right. But anyway, this is dedicated to D. Trump. I know you're a deeply flawed human being, but get this one right. Get this one right.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City. standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We got to win. You know, let me just tell you this. I think you can hear it. I can hear it, the audio. The cleaner, yeah. The cleaner audio? Absolutely. I like that. All right, currently, raining and 69. I walked out. I hadn't been in East Coast rain in a while. I walked out on Thursday out of Warner Hall at the Gray Research Center at the University of Marine Corps University in Quantico. Oh my God. I got the East Coast rain. It sucked. Yeah, so like puddle, you're jumping in puddles, your shoes are soaking wet, wearing a coat, it's soaking wet, you're soaking wet. Anyway, currently it is raining in 69 in Quantico. In Camp Lejeune to the south, summer's busted out. Clouds and 83 degrees in 29 Palms. Mostly sunny and 82 already in 29 Palms. Uh-oh, you know what that means, boys and girls. Busting 100 already, first week in May. Sunny and 67 at Pendleton. In Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 70. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it is early in the evening, 74 degrees under clear skies. In the Helmand province of the opium capital of the world, Afghanistan, it is 78 degrees under cloudy skies. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, cloudy and 67 in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, looking for high of 69 today. Rain, what? Rain in 68 today? Come on. That can't be true. Thank you. It's not. Were all the temperatures I gave wrong? Yeah, all the temperatures, every temperature I gave was wrong. So, so let me do that again. Currently in Quantico, it's cloudy in 67. At Camp Lejeune, it's sunny in 73. 29 Palms, it is sunny in 62. So it's not going to be over 100 there. Pendleton, cloudy and 60. Okinawa, dark, cloudy and 72. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it is cloudy in 85. Partly cloudy in 85. In Afghanistan, it is clear, dark, and 84 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, it is 62 degrees. Looking for a high of only 67 today, 66 tomorrow, and 65 on Wednesday, all with partly cloudy skies. Not why we pay all these taxes. Come on, the weather's supposed to at least be decent. All right, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll check some news headlines. President tweeting, love it, especially when he talks. I don't love his tweeting, but I love when he talks shit to China. And then two carriers in the med. Whoa, what's going on? And then I think I have an exciting announcement to make. And I need a little bit of help. So, I'm looking for people, authors or people you know, that were involved in the DMZ battles, as they're known. 1967, 1968, in Vietnam, writers, leaders, to begin to do a series of battle studies on that. And we come back, I might have an interesting announcement, something that I think you'll find interesting. So whatever you do, do not touch that dial. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next on a Monday on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you. for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
So Catherine calls Colleen last night, right? Her older sister. What are you doing? Hanging out. Dad and I are having dinner. What are you having? Well, we're having salmon. So she points we're FaceTiming, whatever that is, right? So we're on video chat. So I wave, hi. So then Catherine's like, what'd you do? Well, I worked. And then what? What'd you do after you worked? I pulled weeds with Dad. And Catherine's, on the day you worked? Like, yes. Oh, is that forbidden, Catherine? Yeah, not even a parent. Gets confused sometimes about the whole event, too. That's Peyton Davis. Anyway, alright, I've been bloviating here. Let's get to some news headlines. Alright, first of all, Stars and Stripes, top headline. How the U.S. could push Russia's defense spending to the brink. Remember, Russia, economy the size of Canada, eh? The United States could pull a page from the Cold War playbook and drive Russia to spend money in a tit-for-tat power game that a smaller economy simply cannot support. That's the game. Everybody knows that. That's why Dr. Evil's faking it. Okay, next headline. China tops agenda as military leaders from 11 nations mull Arctic security. Yeah, the Chinese will get there first, and then what will happen is they'll go ahead and they'll declare that it's part of the South China Sea, don't you know that, by the transitive property of mathematics. If A plus B equals C, then C minus B equals A. South China Sea's water, right? The Arctic is water. Therefore, we own the South China Sea, and we own the Arctic. Boom. Air Force's shield shoots down an airborne missile with a laser. Whoa. At White Sands Range in New Mexico, a laser system engaged and shot down multiple air-launched missiles in flight. Star Wars shit, man. Okay, so that's from Stars and Stripes. From Marine Corps Times, above the fold, top story is crackdown at Lejeune, inside the 2nd Marine Division commander's controversial call for discipline. Controversial. Okay. All right. So here's my announcement. I believe you're going to hear on this program a series of general officers, former Marines, or, retired Marine general officers, that will talk about discipline. They've seen it, in combat. They've seen units after combat. They've seen, units in between, wars. kind of recovering from the yeah, discipline's chicken shit, that phase. And then Marines in prolonged periods of peacetime, right? So war not on the horizon and war not in either direction, forward, backwards, or even laterally. That means to the side. Congratulations to Prince William. No, Harry. He and his bride had their first baby. So I like Harry. I hope someday that I get to meet him. So, yeah, he's been through a lot as a kid. He's a veteran of Afghanistan. I think he even spent a little time in Iraq as a grunt. And, so wish he and, Southern California girl, Meghan Markle, all the best as they welcome their new son in the world. So there you go. Little current events. But anyway, a series of general officers on to talk about discipline. They've seen it throughout. So that'll be interesting. And, you know what? And it'll be a great resource. And why I want to do it and so to me people who and again that's why the headline writers, right? They write to get you to click. But so the controversial call for discipline, what? Like, what is controversial in the Marine Corps about discipline? Haircuts, right? The outward trappings of disciplines. If we're not doing that, then guess what's not happening, boys and girls? Probably all the other stuff that goes with it. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But I think it would be cool to listen to guys who spend a lot of time in the Marine Corps and get their thoughts about it. What do you say to people who say this kind of stuff? Marine Corps plans to relocate from Okinawa to Guam, need a review, according to the Commandant. Now, is this outgoing Commandant? It should be. General Robert B. Neller was responding to questions from Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii during Senate Appropriations Committee hearing last Wednesday. You know, I like to put that stuff on the air. He was asked about the move. Your personal view, Schatz said, does this still make sense? Neller paused. The plan as it's currently designed, I think, is worthy possibly of a review. That's my personal and professional opinion. The problem that Schatz had zeroed in on with his short question period was how the Marines are going to get from Guam to where a fight is going to take place, assuming that fight is closer to the Chinese. Good question. Good question. What time is it? 54. Couple stories, interesting stories out of the, and I'm gonna contrast like two publications. Early Bird, number one story. China is laying the groundwork for war with Taiwan. China is improving and increasing its option for possible future invasion of Taiwan with military reforms and investment in multi-domain military capabilities, offering a range of military options to defeat the self-governing island, according to a Pentagon report. Now, here's another story. If you go to United States Naval Institution News, NASNI, report, China can't execute major amphibious operations, direct assault on Taiwan. Huh? Which one is true? Yeah. So, anyway, we'll talk about that. Two, we'll get Grant Newsham on to talk about it. Two, more U.S. troops bound for Poland, according to the Polish defense minister. That's right. Fort Trump, Poland. That's right. The U.S. and Poland are in talks on boosting the number of American troops in the country with a final agreement expected before the year's end, Poland's top defense official said on Thursday. Third story, new documents provide details on NSA relationship with Cyber Command. Close-knit relationship between the two, National Security Agency, or the NSA as you know it, and U.S. Cyber Command is well known in the defense community, but documents from a series of Freedom of Information Act requests offer greater detail about the organization's partnership. So if you're a Cyber Command, NSA relationship specialist, you can read that too. Number four, Gold Star families who saw huge tax bill hikes could get relief from Congress. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is pushing for a quick fix to tax laws that left some families of fallen troops owing thousands more to the government last year. At issue is how taxes of survivor benefits are handled. In previous years, money given by the military to the children of troops who died on duty was taxed at the same rate as their surviving parents. But under changes included in the 2017 tax law overhaul, those benefits were instead treated the same as family estate transfers, which increased the rate, the tax rate from no more than 15% up to 30%. That translated into heavy tax bills for many of those military families this spring. Quote, so anyway, you could see nobody's a fan of that. Nobody's a fan of that. All right. And then the fifth story, number five, passenger video shows people lining up on a plane's wing after crashing in the river at NAS Jacksonville. So the plane lands, it's a Boeing 737. It lands at the Florida military base, crashes through a stone seawall, and ends up in the river. So, logically, what's the first thing you should do? You should videotape it. Anyway, there's some other interesting stories out there that I don't have time to get to today because of my meandering ways this morning, but Military.com has a story about China running concentration camps for millions, according to the Pentagon. Another story from the Associated Press, Taliban says gap narrowing and talks over U.S.-Afghanistan troop withdrawal. Another story, U.S. still pondering military operations in Venezuela. Like, what happened to the like, revolution going on? Don't really know. In Venezuela, like, there was, like, a coup going on. Normally, when you stage a coup and it doesn't work, yeah, somebody goes to prison, somebody gets shot, yeah, it tends not to work out very well. Yeah, but it doesn't seem like any of that happened. So I'm a little bit confused about what's going on in Venezuela. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Lee Tuttle's going to join us. She, Lee, is a spouse, lives up in Joint Base Lewis-McChord up in the state of Washington, and has been involved in this military housing issue. So, we met Lee a few months ago. Alex Hollings told me about her and said, hey man, she's pretty smart. I don't like to say that when she's on, okay? She's pretty smart, so you should have her on. So I did, and he was right. This is a hard issue though. So, we'll get Lee back on, and, I've been kind of running around doing other stuff. So wanted to have Lee on, and first of all, congratulate her on being named one of the spouses of the year by American Veteran Insurance Company. I think that's what it's called. I think I screwed that up, but, She can correct me. And so she's named one of them, and that's a good thing. And so we'll get the latest on a whole series of issues that families are dealing with. One, you know, get her sense about, are most families migrating to safe housing? Two, you know, is the base commanding officer, is there no doubt what side the base commanding officer is on based on what she's heard? Three, is there a method that, done independently, not by the private housing provider, that can look at, you know, a bonded contractor from the community that comes in and says, this house, right, is fit to be inhabited, right? Here's a punch list. These are all the repairs that they've done according to the housing company. We've checked them out. They've all been done. Here's the air quality test. Here's the water quality test. You can live here. All right. Has there been any progress on that? Has there been any discussion of compensating families for the money they've shelled out of pocket for this kind of crap? And then the fifth one is, what about the people whose health have been damaged? So anyway, we'll get Lee to give us an update on all that stuff, so don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up on this Monday on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.